Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Say what you want about Alan Dershowitz, but O.J. Simpson, Klaus von Bülow, and Jeffrey Epstein love the guy. Let's begin. Welcome to Sanity Cast, the sexy liberal podcast network podcast about not going completely batshit in the age when Christians elect Caligula. The podcast that believes depression is a disease, negativity is a habit, Hannity is the opposite of sanity, and if we're all in this together, despair is privilege. You don't get to be despondent. We need you. Get in the game, fight hard, get out when you feel crazy, and then jump back in. Because my president withheld foreign aid to Ukraine in order to obtain opposition material on a potential competitor in 2020, which is extortion, and as a sitting president, an impeachable, removable offense, and all I got was this lousy, enabling Republican Senate. This show is all about the very fine art of giving a fuck. This is a very special impeachment edition. All persons are commanded to keep silence on pain of imprisonment. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing okay. It's kind of embarrassing. We're 3 weeks into 2020. And I still keep writing this evil fucking year on all my checks. But this episode is being recorded in the midst of Trump's first impeachment. So far, America's had one impeachment per century. I think this guy could get that number up. And for this episode, we're going to give you an edition of questions to ask your Trump-supporting loved ones about the impeachment itself. Because chances are, if they only get most of their information from you-know-where, they don't have much information. Because this president bribed a foreign leader to lie and smear to help him cheat to win another election, and Congress has constitutional oversight, and also he is a stupid, corrupt, incompetent racist who stole from Americans through fraud and can't stop lying. Now, more than half of Americans already, at the very beginning of the Senate trial, say this should result in Trump's removal from office. The newest poll from CNN finds majority of Americans view every one of the charges as true. 58% say Trump abused the power to get an improper political benefit, personal political benefit. 57% say it's true that he obstructed the House in its impeachment inquiry. As for the actual proceedings, get this, 69%, nearly 7 in 10, say that this trial should have testimony from new witnesses who did not testify in the House impeachment inquiry. And of course, because Nancy Pelosi chose to wait as long as she did, a whole lot of stuff happened, including our buddy Lev and John Bolton being willing to testify, as well as the OMB emails that revealed there were lots of government workers terrified the president was asking them to break the law. It's kind of interesting. Republicans themselves are divided on this question in the same poll. 48% say they want new witnesses. 44% say they do not. Of course, if the will of the American people mattered, Hillary Clinton would be running for re-election and Al Gore would be the ex-president who didn't invade and occupy Iraq. We know Mitch McConnell doesn't care about the will of the American people. Otherwise, Merrick Garland would be enjoying his third year on the Supreme Court. For me, the impeachment was amazing right from the get-go when they all had to take the oath where the senators swore to be impartial jurors. They had to go sign the oath book, and that's going to be stored at the National Archive in between trials. And that was my favorite moment, because it's not every day you actually see Mitch McConnell and the Republicans lying to God on camera. They're not going to allow evidence. They are fixing the fight. Donald Trump is literally on TV in Switzerland bragging that he's got the evidence. Like, Bill Clinton turned over thousands of pages. In Iran-Contra, Ronald Reagan testified under oath on camera. We are literally seeing a president bragging about obstruction of Congress during his trial for obstruction of Congress. History will only record the facts on this, but, you know, Mitch McConnell is like William Barr. They don't care what history thinks. And neither does Trump. He's been wagging his dick at the Constitution for 3 years. It's just kind of hard to see it. But this is what we're facing. This Republican Party has covered up more shit than cat litter, and they get to decide. So going into this rigged fight, I want to give a little tribute to Trump's legal team, the Suicide Squad, with Alan Dershowitz and Ken Starr and Pam Bondi. It really is the made-for-TV dream team. Alan Dershowitz, of course, and Ken Starr both took money from Jeffrey Epstein, child rapist and child sex trafficker. Dershowitz helped Epp get his plea deal. Starr, of course, was on the team. And Starr also had to resign from Baylor because he covered up sexual assault scandals. So don't forget that. Ken Starr, he will turn a blind eye to gang rape, but he will take a man down for a consensual blowjob. Pam Bondi is possibly my favorite. She took a bribe from Donald Trump to end the investigation into his fraud college. Do you remember that? It was in late August of 2013. Pam Bondi reached out to Donald Trump asking for some financial support for her reelection campaign in Florida. See, she was, you know, investigating fraud allegations against Trump University, which we now know was a fraud. Donald Trump had to pay $26 million for education fraud in 2016 over this. So Donald Trump's charitable foundation, now again, this is a great story because it involves both the fraud college and the fraud charity. But the charity, which is legally prohibited from donating to political campaigns, sent Pam Bondi a check for $25,000. For her reelection. They later did pay a fine to the IRS for that illegal campaign donation. But they sent that in August of 2013. And in October of 2013, Pam Bondi's office said they were no longer investigating Trump University. 6 years later, she has joined his legal team. I know, right? Then you got Bill Barr's dad hiring Jeffrey Epstein to teach at the Dalton School on top of this. It's kind of beautiful. See, because again, Trump's admitted to it. We all know he did it. Dogs know he did it. So you got to put on a show for the cameras when you know how the Senate's going to ultimately rule. Which brings us to the two best performers so far, Pat Cipollone, White House counsel, and Jay Sekulow, who, you know, like the Republican congressman on the Intel committee, they're not really performing for the Fox News audience so much as they're performing for an audience of one. And it's insane watching Pat and Jay go back and forth, because it's like they're both hoping Mr. Trump gives them the rose. But they have really, I find, three basic arguments. And I just want to really quickly go through the three main Trump legal arguments, because they are the crown pillars in the kingdom of bullshit that is going to get this guy off. Now, again, they're sketching this whole notion of this expansive presidency that can do anything. So it's terrifying, because we already see the Senate Republicans buying into all this. So here's one argument. Dershowitz is saying that the impeachment is invalid because, in his words, it alleges no crimes at all, let alone high crimes and misdemeanors as required by the Constitution. Dershowitz says it alleges no violation of the law whatsoever. Okay, now, this is incredibly stupid, because we all have learned by now an indictable crime does not have to be committed before a president can be impeached. The document itself says the founders understood high crimes and misdemeanors means acts committed by public officials that inflict severe harm on the constitutional order. So, again, it doesn't have to be an actual crime. Nixon was one of his articles of impeachment was for lying to the American people. You could impeach Donald Trump 16,000 times if you held him to the Nixon model. Now, there's another one. They're all saying that the first article, abuse of power, is not an impeachable offense. Dershowitz and the guys all say it fails to state an impeachable offense because it does not rest on violation of an established law. Okay. And your Trump-loving Foxbot uncle is going to repeat this. But here's the deal. Not only is there a precedent for abuse of power being an article of impeachment, This whole argument ignores all the evidence that came out before the submission deadline for the White House's response on this. Abuse of power is not a made-up standard. It was part of the initial articles of impeachment that were drawn up against both Bill Clinton and Richard Nixon. So then they'll come out and say, okay, well, obstruction is not an impeachable offense. And I love this one because obstruction doesn't work because constitutionally based privileges and immunities to protect the separation of powers, it's not impeachable. This, another lie. The Supreme Court weighed in on this with Nixon again and concluded that neither the president's constitutional right to executive privilege or the separation of powers protects him absolutely from providing information required for a fair administration of justice. They just can't stop lying, and they're going to say things like absolute immunity. These are the people who tried to take Barack Obama down for Benghazi, even after they had cleared Barack Obama for Benghazi. So they're essentially saying presidents can't commit crimes. These guys owe Bill Clinton a huge apology. They're also saying that the House Democrats denied the president his rights. This is insane. And this is the biggest lie they're telling. And Trump's telling it, too. They're saying he has a right to counsel and a right to call witnesses. But the president doesn't have a right to those things because this is not a criminal proceeding. It's a political one. And on top of that, it's a lie because the president's lawyers were invited to participate in the impeachment proceedings by the Judiciary Committee, and they didn't feel like doing that. They're just attacking the process nonstop. And they have to keep attacking the process, because they can't defend their guy. They will take on impeachment itself, and they're doing that in the courts. So then they'll say, Dershowitz has said abuse of power is not an impeachable offense. So I'm going to quote Adam Schiff. He said, that argument goes to the very heart of what the framers intended to be impeachable. The logic of that absurdist position is he could give away the state of Alaska. He could withhold sanctions on Russia for interfering in the last election. The mere idea of this would have appalled the founders, who were worried about exactly that kind of solicitation, a foreign interference in an election for personal benefit, the danger it poses to national security. Then they're claiming the president was not given due process. And again, there's nothing that requires Congress to give the president any of these things because the trial takes place in the Senate, not the House. I mean, Donald Trump is still saying he didn't get a fair trial in the House. There was no trial in the House. The House impeaches. The Senate has the trial. Donald Trump can't spell your. Also, the Constitution does mention impeachment 7 times. So I think it's constitutional. And this whole due process thing applies to situations where an individual stands to lose their life, liberty, or property, right? None of that is at risk here. At worst, Trump would lose his job. He would not lose his life, his liberty, or his property. Thousands of people are indicted every day, and they don't have a right to call or confront witnesses. So to say that due process requires that a president who's only facing the loss of his job should get more rights at this stage than a criminal defendant who's facing the loss of liberty or even the loss of their life is not only unsupported by the Constitution, it's what the Founding Fathers called fucking stupid.
2020, a new year. It's the perfect opportunity to take your business to the next level by hiring the right people. But finding qualified candidates can be challenging. ZipRecruiter.com/begin makes it easy. ZipRecruiter sends your job to more than 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes and finds people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. As applications come in, ZipRecruiter analyzes each one, spotlighting the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/begin. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BEGIN. ZipRecruiter.com/begin. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
So very often on this little pod, we do a segment called Ask a Trump Defender, where we give you real questions that you can tweet or just ask to your Trump-supporting loved ones. And here's a special edition. These are a few questions related to the impeachment. And if you like any of them, if they speak to you, please write them down when you have your arguments with the trolls or with your loved ones or with that guy from high school that for some reason you still talk to on Facebook. You can do better. Pull some of these out. See what they say. like this. Why did Donald Trump withhold the aid to Ukraine? Why did he hold it back? Why is it okay for Donald Trump to withhold military aid to an ally when it's already been unauthorized by Congress and Congress controls the purse strings? Is it appropriate for a president to ask a foreign government to investigate an American citizen for his own personal gain? Do you agree with the president that Article 2 of the Constitution means he can do whatever he wants and it's all legal? What crime did Joe Biden commit? What crime did Hunter Biden commit? Why hasn't Donald Trump asked his attorney general to investigate Biden? Bonus question, do you know that his attorney general just completely exonerated Hillary Clinton? Here's another one. The Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office, they have concluded that Donald Trump broke the law. Does the news you consume tell you that? Do Fox viewers even know the GAO said the president broke the law? Why wasn't this aid withheld the previous 2 years Donald Trump was president? Why did Donald Trump wait until Joe Biden had beaten him in 73 straight polls to suddenly care about corruption in Ukraine? Hey, is there a law that says that once Congress appropriates funds and the president signs the spending bill into law, that the president can hold the funds back without getting approval of Congress? Do you believe the president should be able to arbitrarily withhold this taxpayer funds from an ally at war unless they agree to do something that helps him personally? Why do innocent people stop people who could exonerate them from testifying? If the president's case is so strong, why are none of his administration willing to testify under oath? How is a president who's using the official power not for America's interests, but for his own, how's that not abuse of power? Why did Donald Trump ask his personal lawyer to go around making these deals in Ukraine and not a member of his administration? If this was so legal and on the up and up, why was it kept secret? What can Hunter Biden say, if called to testify, about why the president held back the aid? What can Hunter Biden tell us about why the president wouldn't meet with Zelensky? Why has he still not ordered the Department of Justice to look into any corruption outside of Joe Biden? Why did the phone call with Zelensky never mention corruption? Hey, wouldn't a fair and impartial trial in the Senate with witnesses from Trump's own White House and the staff exonerate him if this is a sham impeachment? Don't you want the Democratic lies and corruption to be exposed before the world once and for all and not hidden away from the American people? So why don't you allow these witnesses to come in and reveal what liars the Democrats are and how this is all a big hoax? Here's a little bonus round on the corruption issue. When in his life has Donald Trump ever called for corruption investigations outside of people who were running against him for president? Can you think of any beyond the two? Is there any shred of evidence? Is there any testimony? Is there anything that led to Donald Trump's impeachment that didn't come from within his own administration? That's a good one. That'll piss him off. And then let's get to the issue of corruption. Donald Trump stole from Americans via fraud, with a scam online university and a scam charity. Donald Trump is so corrupt, he's legally not allowed to run a charity anymore. Do you know how much the president had to pay for the education fraud he perpetrated when he stole from American citizens, including vets? Do you know? It's $26 million. You should know. How much did the president have to pay for charity fraud? That was $2 million. That was last month. Here's a great question. Since you care about corruption, should Donald Trump have to pay back every cent he stole from every American he robbed? Or is it okay that Donald Trump stole from them? Make your friends answer these questions, friends, because there's a real core secret to all of this. Donald Trump supporters don't have a problem with corruption. Here's a question. Do you feel younger than you appear? Do you ever look in the mirror and say, wait a second, I don't feel like that? The under-eye bags, or maybe it's the crow's feet, or maybe it's the wrinkles that can add years to your appearance. Look, looking your own age is great, and feeling comfortable in your own skin is important, but there's always that sting when someone thinks you're older than you really are. You just some days you can't take that crush of the ego. Some days it makes your confidence level plummet. It's okay. It's human. Let's talk about a quick and easy fix. Plexiderm, a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates wrinkles, crow's feet, fine lines, and under eye bags in minutes. That's right, I'm talking minutes. Exactly what you need to win the battle against Father Time and restore your confidence. Look, don't believe it? I didn't either until I tried it. I have massive bags under my eyes, like Mario Cuomo level, like I'll try to store them in the overhead bin on the plane. Now, within minutes, I tried it, and I couldn't believe how different I looked. And it's the holidays coming up. You're going to have to be in a lot of pictures. Maybe you need this kind of fix. Plexiderm goes on clear, so no one will know you're using it, and the effects last for hours. Go to tryplexiderm.com and use our code SEXYLIBERAL for 50% off plus an additional $10 off. That's right, 50% off plus an extra $10 off. This offer is also available by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning code SEXYLIBERAL. Plexiderm is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit tryplexiderm.com today and use the code SEXYLIBERAL at checkout. That's plexiderm.com, code SEXYLIBERAL. Got to give some love to Adam Schiff. You probably watched it. You're probably dazzled by how well he did. Adam Schiff, you might know this, joined Stephanie Miller and me on stage at the last Sexy Liberal show before the 2018 election. It was quite a night. We were on stage with there's actually a selfie I took with Adam Schiff and me and Steph and Margaret Cho and Rob Reiner and President Martin Sheen. Schiff was just terrific in his presentation. I recommend, if you have been overwhelmed by all the impeachment coverage, just go watch the opening statement Adam Schiff gave on Wednesday the 22nd. Just that alone will lay out the case completely. But he did something really clever that hasn't gotten a lot of coverage. He used the Chief Justice in a way we haven't seen done before. This is Chief Justice John Roberts, who was, of course, appointed by a Republican president. And the Chief Justice, you know, should get to rule on evidence. Adam Smith pitched this. Let Justice Roberts rule on evidence, whether we can have witnesses or not. And of course, you know, he did this after the Republicans voted no witnesses and no evidence. So then he said, let John Roberts make a decision, and they voted that down too. And that was brilliant politically, because now he gets to clobber them with it. Adam Schiff gets to say these Republicans don't trust the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, appointed by a Republican president. And Schiff himself made the best point. He said they're not voting against this because they're afraid he won't be fair and impartial. They're doing this because they're afraid he will be fair and impartial. And he managed to both put himself on the side of the Republican Chief Justice and, of course, remind Chief Justice Roberts that this entire thing is a deeply corrupt sham. He's forcing the Republican Party to say they don't even trust their own Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. Look, Trump held back aid for the announcement of an investigation into his political opponent. Everybody around him knew exactly what was going on, every single one. There wasn't enough, support for this. And then he released the transcript of the perfect call. And once he did that, he did it himself. All the evidence we've seen so far has come from within his administration. And they're just officiating a process this administration brought on themselves and that they've already confessed to. There's 16,000 lies they could impeach this guy for. He violated the Emoluments Clause. We've gone through it all. I mean, there's so many reasons to impeach him more than once. So he will skate, absolutely. But keep in mind, this is all about the zombie lies. And zombie lies are how Donald Trump has launched his entire political career. When he, of course, began this by saying the first black president wasn't born here. He's never been held to account for that. He's never been asked, what Caucasians have you ever demanded a birth certificate from? A racist smear he perpetrated for years, and the media, who love their ratings, are never going to hold him to account for it. Remember when he mocked the disabled reporter? That was over a zombie lie about thousands of Muslims that Trump said he saw dancing in the streets in Jersey City on 9/11. The writer had done one article where he said there were unconfirmed reports of some Muslims celebrating. Trump turned that into he saw on TV thousands of Muslims dancing. And he called on this reporter to back him up, and the reporter said, I didn't say that. And then Trump, when he did that offensive imitation, oh, I don't remember. What he really was doing was lying. He was lying about that reporter because that reporter, like Zelensky, wouldn't lie to help give credibility to one of Trump's lies. Think about the lies about Hillary Clinton that Donald Trump's own Justice Department has cleared. Think about the lies about Benghazi, which they continued even after multiple GOP House investigations exonerated the Obama White House. They can't stop lying, brothers and sisters. And believe me, he's going to skate on this. But does anybody think that he will not be emboldened to cheat harder and be even more corrupt? Donald Trump is a man who has walked between the raindrops his entire life. He was able to get away with all manner of corruption. Nixon sued him for being a racist in the 70s. His own bank had to put him on a $400,000 a month allowance because he was so bad with money. Donald Trump lost $1 billion in 10 years. Who have you ever heard of that lost $1 billion? The lies continue, and they're going to get worse. Keep in mind, we're only seeing this impeachment because Robert Mueller gave a shaky performance. And if Mueller hadn't been so shaky, Trump wouldn't be so cocky. Once he is released from this and the senators let him go, he's going to get more brazen than ever. You don't think he's going to find other ways to cheat in the 2020 election? So really, the only question here is, are the Democrats ready to impeach him again? I want to thank you for listening. I'm going to be hosting the Writers Guild of America Awards East Coast here in New York at the Edison Ballroom on the 1st of February. Come see me with my new comedy band, The Magnificent Bastards, Lewis Black and Alan Zweibel, and special guests and me. First show will be at the Madison Theater, which is in Rockville Center, Long Island. That's on Valentine's Day, the 14th. I'm also going to be taking part in a great show in Jersey called Progressively Funnier with myself, Scott Blakeman, and Leanne Lord. Come out to Jersey at the Hopewell Theater for some great liberal comedy on Friday the 21st of February. I'm going to be performing at the Tricklock Theater Festival's Free Speech Festival, which is in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That'll be the last weekend in March. I don't have the dates. And it turns out there's going to be some sexy liberal shows, and I will be on some of them. Those will all be posted really soon. Please check out my website at johnfuglesang.com and check out our online store at johnfuglesangstore.com. Lots of new merch coming up really soon. Also, I do this show on Sirius XM. We are now on SiriusXM Progress, and I want to invite you to call me, even if you don't have SiriusXM, any weeknight, Eastern Time, 9 through midnight. All you got to do is call 866-997-4748, 866-997-GRIT. Call me any weeknight, Monday through Friday, 9 to midnight Eastern Time. We accept your questions, we accept your requests, we accept your threats, we accept your promises of glory. We'd love to hear from you. And by the way, one last thing. When your racist uncle keeps saying you can't impeach Trump because the economy's going so well, that didn't work with Bill Clinton, and it won't work now. Especially because this economy, when a spoiled, useless rich kid squanders away a fortune he just got from his rich parents, yeah, it'll look like prosperity for a little while. That's what's happening with this economy right now. There's two mailmen. My friend Mike used to say, the first mailman brings you a credit card with no spending limit, and you go crazy, and boy, does your house look good after you spend a lot. But another mailman comes. That mailman brings the bill. Trump ain't going to pay it. We are. So keep your eyes open. On the next episode, we're going to bring you Donald Trump's greatest racist hits, and I hope you'll listen. I'm John Fuglesang. Thanks to Chris Lavoie and everyone at the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network. Remember, they'll know we're Trump Christians by our hate. And our inability to correctly spell your name.